Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Okay, I actually saw this over at Reddit. There's a guy there who said, you know, I have found evidence of a flying saucer on Google Maps. And he put a picture up online, and he's like, did I just see a UFO on Google Maps? Is this true? Well, we start looking at the picture. It does kind of almost looking like a UFO, a little tiny bit. But as you zoom in and you look a little bit closer, the truth is apparent. It's actually, it's not a UFO. It's actually bird poop on the camera lens. Yes, I guess you'd say interdimensional bird turds. All right. Oh, gosh, you never know what you're going to find on Reddit. You see, on this happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of America's largest show about all things digital, most trusted, most sourced show. You can find the Kim Komando Show, like I like to say, on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7. Commercial-free all 3 hours over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, our servicemen and women, and the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are listening to the show and protecting our great nation as I speak. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. Love to hear from you. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech. And picture this. You know, we're all traveling, and maybe it's a good idea that we all start putting Apple AirTags into our luggage, or if you're on Android, a Tile tracker, because this is a really amazing story. It happened to a guy by the name of Elliot. He was flying back to the UK after he got married in South Africa, but his three bags were missing, and he said they just had all kinds of sentimental items from the wedding. He had handwritten notes in the suit that he wore, itineraries, and some memorabilia that he actually bought there. And Elliot had an advantage, though. Each bag had an Apple AirTag on the inside, and he had already been tracking his bags. But instead of the bags coming with him to Dublin, his luggage ended up in Frankfurt, Germany. So he reached out to the airline with the information. They said, oh, don't worry. We're going to get the bags and we're going to send them to your home in London. He said, okay, that's great. Well, two eventually show up. Well, what about the third bag? So he tracked the third bag to various places all over London over the next several days. And then the airline just stops helping him, even though he kept telling them, like, hey, here's my bag. So he decided to make a PowerPoint presentation. It's the funniest thing of his lost bags journey. He put the video on Twitter, tagging and calling out the airline, and once CNN picked up the story, his bag miraculously appears at his house. It was an open and shut case, and talk about emotional baggage. You know, it just reminds me, a couple of years ago, well now, everything's always a couple of years until the pandemic. I guess it was maybe a year before the pandemic. I was in Rome, and we get to Rome, but we're missing two bags. And so I call up British Airways. I'm like, hey, you know, can we find the bags? And they're like, you know, we're looking for the bags. We're trying to find the bags. And I guess they had this whole meltdown in at Heathrow where we had to connect to another flight. And the whole conveyor system, the whole computer system went down. And so I'm looking at the newspaper, the Daily Mail, the next day, and I'm like, dude, that's my bag. And so on the front page of the Daily Mail, I could see our luggage. And I called up British Airways. They're like, we don't know where your bag is. I'm like, I know where it is. I can see it. And I'm going to email you a copy of the picture and our bag circled. And so that's how we found our bags. But now it's much more sophisticated. You just want to throw an AirTag in your bag. All right, number two, you can now fix your own iPhone. But you may not want to do that. And I'll tell you why. Of course, we have this right to repair legislation that's been gaining a lot of traction. And Apple historically has been totally against you just wanting to crack open your iPhone to replace a screen or put a new battery in. But they've now had a change of heart. I'm sure it has nothing to do with government interaction there and pressure. But after first announcing its self-service repair program, it's now in the U.S. It means you can buy parts like displays, batteries, cameras, and fix it all yourself. Another perk is that you can actually rent the necessary tools for $49 instead of actually buying them. Okay, this sounds really fabulous, doesn't it? Maybe not. First, replacement parts are only available for certain iPhone models, the 12, the 13, and the third generation iPhone SE. Second, the dedicated service site sells over 200 parts. Wow, from 10-cent screens to $300 displays. So you have to really be sure that you're going to choose wisely. But the biggest thing is that when you do the math, you may not necessarily be saving a lot of money, and you're going to be potentially maybe causing more harm. So, for example, replacing a cracked screen on iPhone 13 yourself is going to cost you about $237 when all is said and done. So you're going to save about $40 from having it serviced. Okay. Mac parts are next. No word when the parts are going to be available to so you can fix your own Apple Watch. And I guess if you do that, you'll be working around the clock. Okay, number three, you can get Prime shipping from stores not called Amazon. What is that? Amazon announced that certain third-party merchants can now offer the Prime benefits on their own websites, Prime shipping. So as you're out there shopping around, I just want to bring this to your attention, that you're now going to see something that says, buy with Prime. And so basically what you're doing is you're going to be getting the same benefits as if you had Amazon Prime and you bought it on Amazon.com. So why is Amazon doing this? Well, because they're trying to take over more of the world, of course, but places like Shopify already do this. And so far, Amazon hasn't named the initial merchants offering Buy with Prime, the initial websites. But, you know, to prepare for some lost delivery business, FedEx and UPS are actually getting together, and they're going to form a new company called FedUp. That one was actually pretty good. All right, number four, it's time to Google yourself, right? Google has added a tool allowing you to request that your personal information be removed from Google results if you have a reason, say if you're the target of doxing. What is doxing? Doxing is when someone plasters your personal information online for others to see, usually with malicious intent. Okay. So if that's not the case, you could still request that info like ID numbers, financial details, medical records be removed from Google search results. Now it's expanding, and this is why I want to tell you about this, because as of this week, anyone can request the removal of other, what they call PII, personally identifiable information. And what is that? Well, that's your email address, that's your phone number, that's your home address. And all you have to do is fill out a form. And we've got a link to that form over at commando.com. But a couple of things to keep in mind. If your personal information is at a People Finder site, that doesn't count. Okay. It has to be pulled from Google search results, and it still doesn't mean that Google's going to go ahead and remove any of this stuff. So if you're trying to get your information off of the personally identifiable information off of Google, we've got that link. And then we also have a link over at commando.com. So where you could remove your information from these people finding sites. And finally, number five, the metaverse. You know, everybody's talking about the metaverse. And so if you're not sure what it is, it's where you are going to be living a virtual life, not in your person, but as an avatar. Okay. And it's completely virtual. And Mark Zuckerberg has come out this past week and he says, we really want everybody to see what a metaverse is. And so we're going to be opening our first physical store where you can go in and you can test VR headsets and VR tech and things like that. It's called the Meta Store, not Metamucil, the Meta Store. And it's a 1,500 square foot shop, little tiny thing near the Meta campus near San Francisco. It opens next week. Now, you walk inside, the first thing you're seeing is wall-to-wall curved LED screen mirroring. You can see what's on a Quest 2 headset. You can put one on. You can try popular games, Beat Saber, VR fishing, things like that. Yeah, he's trying to get more people involved in this metaverse, absolutely. But if the metaverse wasn't already bad, and it is bad, I mean, inside the metaverse, there are, well, just like you have in towns, I guess, you have seedy strip clubs and you've got naked avatars. Well, there's some new technology. Gosh, there's some new technology that you can hook up to your VR headset so that this way, and it's called haptic technology and special ultrasonic transducers, they say, so that this way, if you're in the metaverse and you're at a seedy strip club or you are naked in the metaverse and you wanted to have a kiss, you could do that with somebody and you could actually feel that other person's kiss. You could do that. And you know what that kiss, you know, often leads to, especially if you're naked in the metaverse? Yeah, that. A meta sin. Get it? Like sin? See, I'm sorry. I know. That one was bad. I needed to work harder on that one. I promise you, they're going to get better. I promise. Coming up in just a few moments, how to know if someone is actually responding to your text or actually reading your text. That answer is coming up. Oh, and brand new or not true, it's going to be a lot of fun this week. You don't want to miss that. And we have all of your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you are not getting the Kim Komando Show newsletters, what the heck are you waiting for? Head over to komando.com/subscribe. I consider our breaking security alerts and our tips essential, as well as the current, okay? And so when you head over to komando.com/subscribe, the newsletters that I think that you should be getting are already checked, but you can check more. We've got newsletters for Windows users only and Apple on Android, and we've got travel tips and smart homes and good stuff like that. So that address again is komando.com/subscribe. And how about we start this hour with Lloyd in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hey, Lloyd.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome. What's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, I love your jokes, but the reason for my call today is I have to transfer PDFs securely to people from time to time, and I'm trying to get clarity on my desktop. Outlook has a send securely encryption. There's a Proton mail, and Google Drive is popular, but sometimes the other side just can't quite get the document. I wanted your take on best practice factoring in security nowadays.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know, with PDFs, you can lock those down pretty securely itself, right? I mean, you can give it a password, and so that this way, as it's traveling through the highways and byways, that somebody just can't, you know, open it up and take a peek. And so that's always an option. Are you saying, like, when you send it through Google Drive that they have trouble finding it or opening it, or they don't have a Google account, and then they're like, what do I do now? And then you become a tech support person, or what's the issue?
Exactly. About 10% of the time, something goes wrong. I share the access a few times. It's usually with a non-Google email. And so I thought there's got to be something more reliable. Like you say, you don't want to be technical support for the other end. That's just a waste of time.
Yeah. And, you know, and then it's also frustrating, isn't it? It's, you know, why is this so difficult for you? You know, it's like everybody in the world uses it. We have 1 billion people on Gmail, but you can't figure it out. Okay, so.
You got that right.
Okay, all right, I get you. All right, so, you know, you have a couple of options. You know, Dropbox is pretty good. Have you ever tried Dropbox?
Yes.
And do people have trouble with that? Because that's fairly easy. You just give them a link and then they just go get it. And they don't need to have a Google account. That seems to be the big issue when you start using Google Drive. And because we noticed that. Now, you know, when we are using Google Drive just for like sharing proposals and documents, is that if they, you know, sometimes it does require somebody to actually sign in with a Google account, and then people are like, I don't want to get a Google account, then, you know, that's not an option. You know, if you're doing this a lot for your business, you might consider setting up your own secure server. And so this way you can just put the docs there, and then you could give people the address, and then they can just download it right off of your server. I don't know if you want to get into all that. But if you're looking for something easier to use than Google Drive, then it doesn't require, you know, going through all the gyrations and still keeping things secure. Number one is make sure that you lock down the PDF on your side. And number two, give Dropbox a shot. You know, find somebody who you think is on a technical scale, one being none, 10 being IT genius. Find somebody about a 3 or 4 in your family members or in your friends and say, you know, how difficult is this for you to use? And I think you'll find that Dropbox probably fits the bill there. Lloyd, thank you so much for your call. And also, thank you for liking my jokes. See, somebody does, even the bad ones, I guess. I don't know. All right. How to know if someone's actually responding or reading your text. Now, iMessage makes it super easy because you can turn on Read Receipts in the iMessage app and click Settings. And the steps also work on Macs and iPads, too. For Android, open the Messages app, tap the menu icon, and select Settings and Chat Features. Now, if you need those steps, we have them all over at komando.com for you. And don't go away. Brand new or not true is coming right up, and you're going to love it. Yes, it's brand new or not true. It's America's favorite radio game show sensation where you can play along at home and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? And I made up this game several years ago, and it's all because we see so many new products and so many crazy stuff and technology that you kind of sit back and you go, wow, what were they thinking? And then other times you're like, I didn't think of that. So when playing brand new or not true, you have three products I present you, and two are fake and one is true. Two fake products and one is true. And of course, you'll notice that I don't give out product names because people have been known to cheat. Yes, they start Googling stuff. And playing with us this week is Cole in Cheney, Washington. Hello there, Cole.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing today?
Good. So what do you do there in Washington?
I am an environmental technician for the FAA.
Wow. And so what does an environmental technician for the FAA do?
I work on approach lighting systems on airfields, and then maintain power systems, whether it's battery backup or generators for remote sites, facilities on the airfields, HVAC equipment, and then at towers as well. So
that's awesome. That's great. That's great. And so, wow, you're going to be hard to beat on Brand New or Not True with that type of background.
I hope so.
All right. Okay. Now, if you do win, Cole, you get an official. It's a big prize. It's an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack valued at $25. So, of course, you know you're going to be wanting that. So, let's get started with product number one. Okay. Not getting any personal thing, Cole, but product number one is if you're worried about losing your hair. If you're getting that dreaded monkey butt, well, now thanks to new innovative sensor cap and an app, you can know when it's happening. It's outfitted with medical grade sensors, 272 in all, that pulse white light on your scalp to get a pattern of your hair follicles. And they say you put the cap on a couple of times a week for at least 5 minutes. And then by using the cap, it saves the pattern of your hair follicles and tells you where and how much hair you could be losing. And then, of course, they got to make some money. So they send you specific instructions and shampoo that will promote hair growth. And so, you know, if you have to change your hairstyle or if you maybe want to shave it all off, because after all, you know what they call a barber who specializes in shaving men's heads, don't you, Cole? An air stylist. Ah, yeah. Okay, good for women, too. $39.99 for the cap plus subscriptions to your hair products, shampoos, and conditioners. Okay, product number two, Cole. You know, you've seen all these smart glasses, haven't you?
Yeah.
So there's a new generation of smart glasses. These are sunglasses with brains. You can adjust the color and the tint of the lenses on the frames inside the app. They're like traditional transitional lenses, aka photochromic lenses that react to light. But these smart lenses are electrochromatic, giving you total control of the exact color and tint level that you want. They also have Bluetooth, so you can listen to music, podcasts, take calls anywhere, waterproof. And the glasses are also polarized. When you look at it, some people really love them, some people hate them. They're expensive, $259. And finally, product number three. Do you love yourself? Do you love yourself so much that taking a selfie for your social media isn't enough? Well, then this new product is for you. It's a drone that has a camera, and it looks at you at just the right angle so that every shot it takes of you is a great shot. You don't use a controller. There's no app on your phone. Instead, you choose one of the four preset flight paths. This is right up your alley. With the touch of a button, the drone can float, orbit, or follow you, taking videos and pictures of you always having such a great time, whatever you're doing in your life. And when you're done, it just lands in your hand. It has settings dials in the middle, four rotors. Videos and pics are wirelessly translated to your social media account. And there you can do your Photoshop, apply effects. And there is a side benefit to this, as narcissists have been never so easy to spot ever due to this technology, $230. So, Cole, we have product number one is your hair loss product. Product number two is the smart sunglasses. And product number three is the drone camera. Which of the three products are real?
I would lean towards the first one, but I'm going to go with the sunglasses.
You're going with the sunglasses. Okay. Cole is going with the smart sunglasses. What do the judges say? the camera. It's the drone camera. Listen.
Meet Pixie. The front camera captures photos and videos, while the bottom camera navigates the world around you. The dial turns the device on and off and selects the flight path.
See, here you go. I didn't even know you worked for the FAA. That was it.
Amazing.
Yeah, so what it is, it's a drone. It's put out by Snap, the maker of Snapchat. And so that this way, all the people that love to take pictures of themselves having fun all the time, always happy, now they can have a drone about the size of their hand, and it flies up. It takes a whole bunch of photos and videos, and then you put your hand out, and then it flies back, and it lands right in your hand. You don't need a controller. You don't need an app. It's actually pretty amazing technology.
I'll say.
So how can I help you?
We built our house about 4 years ago. I put in a shop and built in a office to work from home. Unfortunately, there is no internet available where we live, no phone lines even available. So we got Starlink last month, and so Wi-Fi works phenomenal in the house. I've ordered the Ethernet adapter to plug into the router, and so I'm looking for some type of either extender or repeater, some type of device that I can get internet Wi-Fi out in the shop. It's a little less than 300 feet of distance between the house and the shop. I've got a 2-inch communication line already buried, pulling in a Cat 6 line actually as we speak.
Okay.
Hoping there's something out there that you might be able to help me with to guide me towards a good Wi-Fi signal, like I said, either repeater or the extender.
Well, I'm building a house in Phoenix, you know, and would you ever build a house again? I don't think I would. It's been so much work. So I think I'm just going to move into somebody's house from now on. But one of the things is that I wanted to be able to do, which I have a time lapse, and I wanted to put security cameras on the lot. But I didn't want to pay Cox Cable or put in a cellular camera and pay that fee, because I'm pretty frugal. You could say I'm cheap. Okay. So I have a friend of mine who has a house across the canyon, and it's about 1,800 feet away. And so we installed a company by the name of Ubiquiti. And basically, it's a little dish, and it allows you to beam your Wi-Fi signal to someplace else where it has another, like a receiver. And then from there, you have the signal. And so it's just going right over the airwaves with no degradation of service. And so what I'm going to do is, Cole, is I'm going to I actually did a write-up about how to install this. So I'm going to direct you to this place on our website where you can read all about it, and you can learn how I installed it, what you need to do to install it. And I will tell you that it is phenomenal. I mean, it's been working without a hitch, no problems whatsoever, for, 18 months, maybe 2 years now. And it's just, it's the easiest way, really, without worrying about any type of cables or anything like that, to get your signal from point A to point B. And again, it's called NanoBeam, and it's made by a company called Ubiquiti. And what I'll do is I'll post that link for you over inside the Commando community. That's commando.com/community. And on the left-hand side, there's a link for the Q&A forum. And again, it's a genius way to get fast Wi-Fi really anywhere on your property. Really, it's just truly, truly wonderful stuff. And thanks again for playing Brand New or Not True. It was really fun having you on board with us. All right, this week's digital life hack is 7 ways that tech can solve life's little annoyances. Like, for example, okay, maybe you are missing important emails, okay? Many email providers let you turn on alerts and sounds, and this way you know exactly when an email comes in. But you can actually turn on alerts and sounds for specific email addresses, and this way you never miss an important email from somebody important in your life. How about number 2? You go to the store, and you're like, oh, darn it. What was that I needed again? That's where you want to set a reminder on your phone. You can make shopping lists in the notes, but then you can add a location, and that's where the magic happens. So when you go to the grocery store, you get a location-based reminder that says, hey, I think you're at the store. Do you really, maybe you need to get more cauliflower or whatever it may be. Number three, see who's calling without digging out your phone. That's where you're going to set up custom notifications and vibes. And how about the light switch? You don't need to do that anymore. You can have your lamps turn on by setting a schedule up or your by your location. So as you're getting closer to the house, the lights will just come on for you, say if it's dark out. And if you're squinting at this phone screen, that's where you're going to set up dynamic type that will adjust to your preferred reading size. You can also know precisely where you parked your car. If you ever do that, you're going on a trip, you're like, oh, I don't remember where I'm going to park the car. You can also have all your essential documents at hand by putting it into a secure note on your iPhone or Android. So you can check this all out and learn more by heading over to commando.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls. And then later on this hour, yes, great tip, how to stop Alexa from keeping your voice recordings here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, on your podcasts, I just want to make sure that you know that you can get your daily tech update and your digital life hack every single day, wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Google, Spotify, Pandora, Apple, you name it, Amazon, you can get our daily tech update and our digital life hack. So tech update is like this little quick news hit, and the life hack is just that. It's a little tip that you're going to use probably that day and from that day forward. And back to the phones we go with Cameron in St. George, Utah. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Kim. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. What did we talk about last time? Was it a reunion?
It was about the reunion, class reunion, some tools to help organize a class reunion. And I really appreciate the input, and it's kind of there in the background. So that when the time comes, we're ready to roll with it.
All right. Well, we are back for more. Okay. I'm glad. Okay. How can I help you today, Cam?
Well, what we've got going on is I've got a good sized family, and we shop at the big box stores. We shop at the warehouse stores, but whenever we're shopping, we run into this snag of, do we already have this item in the pantry? Do we already have this item in the fridge? And so we're always calling back and forth to the kids. What do we have? So we don't overbuy, or we come back home and like, oh, we totally forgot to buy that item. And it's really, really frustrating. Yeah. So I was trying to figure out if there are some tools, some apps, something that we can inventory what we have. So we know what we need to buy. And then when we go to the store, we can just pull that up on our phone and create that list for ourselves of, here's what you've got. Here's what you need to rotate through. Here's what you need to buy.
Here's what's expiring. What about, here's what's expiring.
Totally. That way you're like, oh no, this is out of date. We got to throw it away. And there goes, a bunch of money down the drains.
Yeah.
So anything like that would be awesome to help facilitate that with the family.
Cameron, how many different items do you think you have?
Oh my word. How many items do we have? We've got, well, if you look, count like individual cans and boxes, we've got 200 probably.
Okay. Probably about 200. Okay. All right. Well, there's two that I know of. Okay. I think you're really going to want the first one, because you already like the one that I was thinking of first was, there's an app called Food Storage, but it's really set up for preppers who don't really know what they're doing. Okay. So where you set goals and you say, by this date we're going to have this, but you've already got that down, so you don't need that. Mm-hmm. The other one is Pantry Check, and I think that's probably the one that's going to work for you. You use your phone, you can scan barcodes, or you can manually input things, you can add expiration dates, and you can also note the location, so where it is in this thing. So you're like, okay, it's on the third shelf on the left hand side, second to the back, or whatever it is. Then you can also, when you take things out, it can go on a shopping list for restocking. And you can also look through the shelves and see look at pictures and some other things. And you can search, you can locate items. It also allows you to compare to like what you bought this last 6 months to the 6 months before. So you can say, okay, nobody's really digging this, so we're not going to buy that anymore, right?
Nice.
We're not blowing through that. So it's called Pantry Check and works on iOS and Android. Can you do me a favor after you use it? Can you drop me a quick note and let me know your thoughts? Because if that doesn't work for you, I'll go find another one. But I think this is, I think this is going to be the one for you. I really, really do. And it's because that food storage one is just, like I said, it's just not kind of, you know, you've already done the whole prepper thing. Cam, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for coming back. See how nice I am? Not just once, but twice. Stay wherever you are. We got a great tip here on the Kim Komando Show. Okay, it's a dichotomy. Amazon says that your Echo device isn't listening all the time. Amazon says that it's only listening for the wake word. Okay, but how can Amazon hear the wake word if it's not always listening? I know. I mean, I was talking about a real estate deal and ended up on some server at Amazon. So Amazon says that it keeps your recordings of your voice commands, they say, to, quote, improve the accuracy of your interactions with Alexa. That bothers you, you can make it stop. Just open the Alexa app on your iOS or Android. It's a little hard to find, but you want to find a menu option that's called Manage Your Alexa Data. And that's where you stop all these recordings from going to Amazon. You can choose how long to save the recordings and then pick Don't Save the Recordings. This also wipes out any of your recordings on Amazon's servers. And if you need the exact steps to have your Amazon device just stop recording you and sending it out there, we have it all over at Komando.com. And stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. You got me. It's Kim Komando today, and I'm here with you just the facts and tips you need to thrive in our digital world. Or, as I like to say, to live the best digital life ever.